You were holding Dav Dalad Amar Aleph in Temura. Again, the Mar starts off again, Lemotzis Amrit, you cannot say that. There's still, because the Pasuk says, Lo Yisakal Al Cherish. There's a lav HaTor, Laskal Yinala, to curse your friend. So there's a lav upon cursing. So like this now, V'yamrit, if you want to tell me, that Abshan, the Pasuk was saying before when it says, Lo Yisishmor, then it says, V'hifla Hashem Es Makosechem. There's a Rebakra that you get Malkus over there. So V'yamrit, if you want to tell me that Pasuk is talking about Bishleim Malakal Es Chaveroim, what the Pasuk is talking about? In the case where you curse your friend with Hashem's name, and therefore you get Malkus, it's understandable. Because Azarosa Mehocha, there's a law in the Torah that says, there's the warning in the Torah that says, Lais Tekalo Cherish, there's a law not to curse. Just I would have thought to say, that's called a law, Shein Bamais, you're not doing any action, you should not get Malkus. So Kamashma, that pasuk over there, Im Loisishma, Uksevif Lais Hashem, know that for that law you get Malkus. But Eli Yamin, if you want to tell me though, that Moitzi Shem Shemaim Levatola, the pasuk is only talking about just a Moitzi Shem Shemaim Levatola, but without cursing your friend with Hashem's name, just saying Hashem's name in vain. As the Rosam Eicha, where is the Lav HaTorah? There's no Beferish Lav in the Torah, so therefore this pasuk cannot be Mar, but to say you get Malkus. Because we know you only get Malkus if there's Nazov, there's a Lav HaTorah. So Mar says, Allah Malay, what's the Bikashu? Why not? If you accept the pasuk says, Es Hashem Alakecha Tiroi, Tira. You have to fear Hashem, v'yoseh savor, and him you should worship. Meaning to say, as Hashem lekech atira, should fear his name, not to say his name in vain. So this is also considered like a lav. Sumer says, no, who azarosa, azaras esi, it's only nisara say, that there's a mitzvah sesai to fear Hashem by his name, not saying his name in vain. But if you stam say Hashem's name in vain, then you're only over nisara say, not over lav. So Kreb Shit, you cannot get Malkus. Therefore, the chiddush of the pasuk before in Lesishmer has to be talking about Mekal Leschaver, where you curse your friend with Hashem's name. So over there, there is a lav HaTorah. Again, just I would have thought there's no Malkus, because lav Shem B'maisa, Kamash Mon, yes, you get Malkus. And then we forgot, the sheet asked the question, maybe the pasuk before in Lesishmer itself means a lav by itself. He says no, that in Lesishmer, it's not talking about a lav by itself, it's going on in Inyan Achrab Hifla. So you can't learn a lav from that pasuk of Imlo Sishmar. So lav has to be someplace else, so therefore on Lestakal is very good, but on Shem Shemam Levatol there's no lav, there's only an Yisra Rasei. And Mashmah, after the pasuk says, Lo Yisisas Hashem Lekechol Hashov, that's only going on a Shvua Shov, it's where you swear false with Hashem's name. But just saying Hashem's name not in vain, here the Gemara's Mashmah, there's no lav, at most it's only an Yisra Rasei, therefore for that alone you would not get Malkus. Malkus is only if you use Hashem's name and you curse your friend with it. So on that lab, that's the chiddush, you do get Malkus. Now the Gemara says, Mishum Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina Amru, and his name is, was said in the Brice before said, Af Hamaktim Trumuli Bikurim. So Pashtu Pshan, the Brice before was, it was saying over three cases that you receive Malkus even though it's a lab shamed by Maisa. And Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina said, added on, this lab also, if you Maktim Trumuli Bikurim. Like Lechichili is supposed to take off Truma Bikurim first, supposed to take off Bikurim first, and then take off Truma. And if someone takes off Truma first, he's over this love, and therefore he holds, he gets Malkus. So Mora says, my time, what's the reason? To Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Chanina, what's his reason? On the court, the Pasuk says, Melayoscha v'dimacha loy ta'achar, that do not delay taking off the Bikurim. The meaning to say this, Malaya Elu Bikurim, goes on the Bikurim. Do not delay it. V'dimacha Elu Truma, that goes on Truma. The Yomer, the Torah says, Loi Tacha, do not delay it. Meaning to say, you have to first take off the Bikurim, and then take off Truma. And if you take off Truma, before you take off Bikurim, you're over this lav of Loi Tacha. So again, so according to Rabbi Yisrael Chanina, that's what he's saying, you receive Malkus for this lav. And Rashi explains, Lofi Korin Libikur Malaya, why is it called Malaya full? Bishum Layalta Shinasmala Tfu, as soon as your crop is fully grown, right away there's a mitzvah to give Bikurim. And then the Demacha goes on Truma, Rashi says, the Fishi Matamas, because if it gets mixed up with Chulin, it's Oila Viechad Meyam, therefore Torah says, Lashin Dimua. It says, Loi Tachar, meaning you cannot take one before the other, and if you do it, you're over love. This tochur is called the lav sheyesh by Maisa. So chiddush of Rabbi Yosi is that this is considered a lav. So more is the question now. Itma, we'll learn like this. Hiktim truma li bikurim. Let's say somebody takes off truma before bikurim. Reb Lezer, Reb Yesu, Reb Chanina, machlekes. Chadam aleka. One of them says you're over. You get malchus. It's tzidur alav. The chadam one says no, ain't aleka. You do not get malchus. It's not called alav. There's not alav hatera, and you do not get malchus. So my first one to say it is time. There should be a proof according to we learned from the price before that Reb Yesu, Reb Chanina, who the yomar aleka. The chura, the way to learn Shan, the price before and now, is to say he is the one that holds, they do get Malkus. So Morris says, if so, Midiyom Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Chanina, and what's the reason why he should be the one? Midiyom, like we just got finished saying, that Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Chanina, Afa Maktim Trumul Bikurim, Leika. He is the one that says that also when you Maktim Trumul Bikurim, you get Malkus. That's the way we thought he meant to say. So Morris says, maybe no, Adarab, just the opposite. This time I bring you proof to Rebbe Lezer who the Yom Aloike. No, it's Rebbe Lezer shit that holds you get Malkus if you take off Bikurim from your Tua before you take off Truma. And then it'll be a steering of Yosef Rebbe Chanina. Well, this is the Kasher we're coming to ask. To Tanan, because we learn like this. Ho Yilufonov Shtei Kilkolos Shel Tevel. Somebody has in front of him two baskets full of Tevel, of Teiras, two baskets full of apples. That tevel just got finished growing in Eretz Yisrael, and they didn't take off Truma Samaisus yet. The Yaman, the person says like this, Maise Shelzu Bizu. I want the Maise of the first one to be taken off from the second one. So Rashi says, Maise Shelzu Bizu, that means Maise Shani Chayiv Lahafrish Mikokola Zu, the Maise that I'm supposed to take off from the first basket, Tebikokola Zu should be taken off from the second basket. I'm taking off from the second basket for the first basket. That's one case. Or your else Rashi says, Shomri says, Shelzu bezu, v'shelzu bezu. I mean, a double washing. She'efer shall take off, Nikokola zu alidach, from the second basket for the first basket. And then I'll take off from the first basket for the second basket. So, v'shelzu bezu. So the Brisa says what? Again, the Brisa says, "Hoy lufon of shteiko kolis shotevel." The Yom and Yonis says, "Maisa shazu bezu." So harishoyna musharis, the first basket is taken care of, and Echnami that's taken care of. What about shelzu bezu v'shelzu bezu? He says again, that's Rashi's second lashon that he says, "I'll take off from the first basket for the second, and the second for the first." So harishoyna musharis, the first basket you took care of, that one is taken care of. But the Yashni ain't the Yosheris. But the second one is not taken care of. Maisroseim Maiser. What about if he says, an adult with Lushin, the Vasachas together, that Maisroseim Maiser, Kokola Bechaberta, that I want both Maisers of these two baskets to be taken off to get like one from the other and the other for the other one? Then Lochris Koras Hashem, Hitaka has the din Maiser was taken care of. Koras Hashem, he just call it Maiser, and Maiser taken care of. You'll have to start eating it right away. So you could do this. But still, the Yitmu learned on this Braisa, Reb Lezer says, Leike, that the Bailam gets Malkus for what he did. He was over a lav HaTorah. Why? If they shehikti Maiser Sheini Shebo, Le Maiser Rishon Shebechaberto. Because when you're taken off from the second basket for the first basket, so when you take off from the second basket, Maiser Rishon, the Maiser Sheini, for the first basket, but you've taken off that Maiser Sheini for the first basket, but you've taken it out of the second basket. On the second basket for it itself, Maiser Rishon was not taken off yet for itself. So you come in and take it off now Maiser Sheini before you take it off Maiser Rishon. So Blezol, that's a lav. So Luchura, since Blezol did a lav of taking off Maiser Sheini before Maiser Rishon, who I didn't be a lav from taking off Truma before Bikurim. In other words, he's the one that Adashin is discussing. Of Malayachav Dimach Aloy Tiachar. If you take off one before the other, you get Malkus. So the Gemara is, Eli Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina Diyomer in Aloykum. Elamai, what do you want to say? If Rabbi Lezer was the one that says you do get Malkus and it was a Malkus before, that the other sheet was Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina. So it must come out, he says you do not get Malkus. It's all the Chura, Lay Makasha to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, Ad Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina. The Chura should be a steward then in Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina. That before in the Brice, the Poshidi learned Pshat, Af, Hamaktim Trumul Bikurim, Poshidi meant to say, you do get Malkus, and here it's Mashmas, it's only Reb Lezer that says you get Malkus, if you take off one Maisus before the other one from the same Poshidi. But not to Yosef Rebbe Chanina. So again, so Rashi explains now that this lav, this malchus, you get according to Reb Lezer. So Rashi explains what the malchus is. Mifnei shehifti ma'aser sheni shebo lema'aser rishon. Rashi says the mikora. Before he says this one for that one, that one for this one, first thing you have to do is take off from the Paris, and then Maisa Shani. So when you take off from the second basket for the first, you take it from the second, both Maisa Rishon and Maisa Shani, for the first basket. When you go now back to that second basket, it'll take care of itself. And take off Maaser Rishon and Maaser Sheni, Bishvil Ida Kukola, Nimsa Maaser Sheni, Shekukola Zu, Koidim Le Maaser Rishon, Shuyayim Melafresh Mida Kukola, Koidim Lechein. Rashi says, V'yohochi Leike, that's why you get Malkus over here, Mishum De Maaser Rishon and Maaser Sheni, Chayib Odom Lehafresh Kaseid Razeh, he's supposed to take off from this Seder. To see what the Pasuk says in the same Pasuk, Melayachav Adimacha Loitachar. Just like the Pasuk said, there's a lav to take off truma before bikurim. Can't take off maaser rishon before maaser rishon. Anything that has to do with truma and maasers, harayu v'bal tachar kloima. Sheyesh nol of teres truma. Heavy v'bal tachar. Shemafris Maisha Rishon, Vodim Maisha Sheni, that's the way you have to do it. You have to first take off Maisha Rishon and then Maisha Sheni. If you make the Maisha Sheni, if you took off the Maisha Sheni first, if you took off Maisha Sheni before Maisha Rishon, you're over Belait Babal Tachar. And this is the way Tais explains, or Tais also explains like this. We're talking about again, the main question is from the ratio. When you said Maisha Shel Zu Bizu, when you have these two baskets here, and you want to take off the Trumas and Maises, the Maaser Rishon, the Maaser Sheni, from basket number 2, you're taking off the Maaser Rishon first, and then Maaser Sheni from basket number 2 to Pata, basket number 1. So basket number 1, very good is Pata. That's okay. But now when you go to take off Maaser, like Rishon, for the second basket, you're over love. Because from the second basket, you already took out some Maaser Sheni to Pata the first one, before you've completely took care of the second basket itself. So later when you go to take off Maaser Rishon for the second basket itself, you're over this lav that from the second basket that came out, you took out already Maaser Sheni. Before you took care of it itself, you did not take out its Maaser Rishon yet. So a kiss according to Reb Lezer, you're over lav, you get Malkus. According to Yosef Chanina, there's no Malkus. So the way we're coming out right now, there's a stirum of Yosef Reb Chanina. Gemara says, it's like this, no. Loi, Reb Yosi, Reb